The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf heh. Today's daf is being studied, the Anu Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, t'nichinu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Dalet Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah. That is on the first wide line. And we begin, Amakif et havero mishalosh ruhotav. Person has a field. His field is in the middle. Somebody came along and bought all the fields around him on the four sides. And he put fences on all his fields. So basically what ends up happening is that he did a favor to the guy in the middle, because we learned earlier that when you have two fields that are next to each other and one guy can look over into somebody else's field when he's working, that's called hezek re'iyah. There's a damage that's caused when you could look at somebody else's property. So this guy went and he had the fields that are surrounded and he put fences around the fields. So now this guy in the middle benefited, because now his field is separated from the neighbor. But he didn't put it up himself. The neighbor put it up. The question is, who has to pay for it? So the Gemara says, Mishnah, Hamakif et havero, a person surrounded his friend, Mishalosh ruchota, from three sides. Ve'gadar et rishona ve'et ha'sheniya ve'et ha'shelishit. So he fenced three sides. So one side is still open. En mehayevin oto. So let's read Rashi. What does it mean, en mehayevin oto? Rashi. המקיף את חברו משלוש לוחותיו, שקנה גימל שדות סביב שדה חברו. Good, he bought three fields surrounding his friend's field, לשלושת מצריה, to the three borders, וגדר את שלושתן, and he put fences on all three fields. נמסא, שדהו של אמסא איזה מוקף משלוש לוחותיו. It comes out that the middle field is fenced on three sides. אין מחייבים אותו לתת כלום. Which means the middle guy doesn't have to pay for anything. Jeez, the guy cannot come along and say, hey, I put three fences up, pay me something, I benefited you. Remember we learned in the first Mishnah in the Masechet, that a bik'ah in a valley, unless they stipulated, the minhag in the valley, you don't have to put fences up. Only in a garden, we said, where there's ayin hara, to look over one side, then the minhag is to put a fence. Even stam, you put a fence. Mashi'inkin in a bika'ah, which is, we're talking about a bika'ah over a valley, there's no minhag to put up a fence. So therefore, the guy can say, where should I put up a fence? There's no minhag to put up a fence. Thank you very much. You put up three fences, good for you. But you cannot obligate me to pay for any of it. Good? Now continue reading Rashi in the Haggah over here. So Rashi gives a reason over here. Because since he only surrounded him on three sides, he didn't benefit him yet. Totally. Why? Because people still can enter from the fourth side. Oh, but let's say he put the fence on all four sides. Now it's definitely a benefit. Then as she says, "Mehayevin oto kedaminim begemara." Then already you can obligate him. Ve'af agav daminim na'il. The stam bika'ah makom shiragu shel legdoru. Even though we said that stam bika'ah, you don't put a fence, so the guy can tell more ways to put a fence. Our behani mili ben bika'ah de bika'ah. Ve'kotel gavu adalar amot leshamu delo ba'inan. Ma'ita amadele kezekriya, but b'shul ezek behemot. שלא יכנסו לשדה צריך לגדור גדר שלא עשרה תפחים מונע מלכרס בהמות. So she says, when did we say that there's no minhag to put a fence? That's a four amot fence. That's because hezek ri'iyah. However, you still have an obligation to put up a fence at least 10 tefachim in order to stop animals from trespassing from one field to another. So therefore, the rule of the Mishnah according to Rashi is like this. The guy put up three walls. The guy said, oh, I'm not doing, I don't have to pay anything. Number one, the minhag is not to put up anything, and you didn't benefit me yet, because still the fourth wall is open. So it's still open, so I have no benefit. There's still access into my field. But if he puts up four walls, now he could come along and say, yeah, you have a benefit now. What's the benefit? That animals cannot roam from back and forth. So therefore the deen is, he would have to pay now. How much does he have to pay? We'll see that in the Gemara. So let's read the Mishnah again. So he surrounded his friend's field by three sides. He fenced three of the fields. You cannot be mechayev the guy in the middle. Rabbi Yose omer, im amad vegadar et revi'it. Oh, Rabbi Yose says, if he came and put a fence on the fourth side, megelgelin alav et hakol, then already you able to charge him for all the fences. What does that mean? Nashi. Haki garsina, Rabbi Yose omer, im amad vegadar et revi'it, velo garsina nikaf, haga, vechim efnushnach, omiyu anikaf, efrashin nekaman. Which means, over here, it's a little tricky what Rabbi Yose is saying. What does the Mishnah say? Im amad v'gadar tevayit. If he got up and he put a fence on the fourth side, who put a fence on the fourth side? It can either mean the guy that put the three,
or the middle guy.
Or the middle guy. Doesn't say. All the Mishnah is vague. So we have to wait for the Gemara to explain to us. If he got up and put a wall on the fourth side, then he has to pay for everything. Who did it? It can either be the Makif, I'm going to give you the language of the Gemara. Either the Makif, that's the one that put the three already, right, or the Nikaf. The Nikaf is the guy in the middle. So we're going to have to see exactly what the Mahlok between Tarakama is and Rabbi Yose. We'll wait for the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give three or four different interpretations the way to understand this Gemara, Mishnah. So we will start from the Gemara. Let's start. Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shekoneinu baruch. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yose. Okay, right off the bat, the Gemara comes along and says, halacha k'Rabbi Yose. De Amar, im amad v'gadar et rebi'it, if he got up and he fenced the fourth side, v'galgerin alav et hakol, he has to pay for everything. La shena amad nikaf, la shema amad makif. Oh, clearly, doesn't matter who put the fourth wall up. Whether the Makif, the guy that put three, if he put a fourth wall, now already he can go to the guy in the middle, now you got to go partners with me now. Now I benefited you perfectly. Now I surrounded you from any damages, now you have to share with me the expense. Or, if the guy in the middle put the fourth wall up, if he put the fourth wall up, what is he showing? Then he has a benefit. He's interested.
Yeah.
So therefore, if you put the fourth wall up, so now I can come along and say, hey, come share with me all the other expenses. And you can't say, hey, I have no benefit. We have no benefit. You yourself put up the fourth wall. So according to the B.O.S.E., according to the way we're learning now, Ben Makif, Ben Nikaf puts up the fourth wall, then the guy in the middle's got to pay for everything. Let's read Rashi now. Rashi is...
basically for half of the fence.
Half of the fence, Bidyuk. Half of the fence. Can't charge him the whole thing, it wouldn't be fair. Half. No, Rashi, continue the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and says, Itmar, we have a statement. Ravuna Amar, Ravuna says, Hakol lefi mashigadar. Now we have the machloket. How much does he have to pay? You told me to be Yosef, nice hadush, that if he, the Nikaf, or the Makif, puts up the fourth wall, the middle guy, the Nikaf, has to pay. How much does he have to pay? So the first shita says, Mashigadar. Yeah, how much does the wall cost? And you pay half. Haya Barav Amar, Haya Barav says, Hakol lefi deme kanim bezol. No. You could charge him, how much does it cost? Cheap planks of wood. Because the guy can come along and say, hey, I appreciate that you put the walls up, and I'm getting a benefit, but I wouldn't have put this expensive wall up. You want me to pay for it? I would have paid cheap. I would have bought reeds,
anyway,
and I would have waited till they went on sale, and therefore I'll pay you deme kanim bezon. Why do I have to pay you for an expensive wall like this? So look at that sheet. First wide line. Lefi mashigadar. That's the first shita. Bechol yitziot sheotzi bahen harishon yachzid lo mechsa. Exactly. First shita says half. He spent $1,000 on the wall, you got to pay him $500. Second Nashi, Deme Kanim. Oh no, you just have to pay for the price of the reeds. Hey, listen, for me, it would have been enough to put a fence, a cheap fence. Where should have put a wall of stones? So big machlokin about how much you demand the guy to pay. Comes Gemara and says, Tinan. Now we're going to go to the Mishnah, what we just read, and we're going to try to figure out who's right. Does he have to split the value of the wall, or can he get away for paying cheaper? So the Gemara is going to try to give him proof from the Mishnah. Tenan. We learned in the Mishnah. It's our story. He put a fence around three sides. The gadar et rishona et shniya et shlishit en mechayivim oto. Oh, he cannot be mechayiv. That's Tanakama said. We'll make a diuk only because he did three sides. Ha, revi'it mechayivim oto. Oh, but if he put the fourth wall, he'll be mechayiv. That's what Tanakama is saying. Ema sefa, then we read the sefa. Rabbi Yosef omer im amad vegadar et rabi'it megalgelin alav et hakol. Well, Rabbi Yosef says the same thing. If he puts the fourth wall up, he's chayav to pay for everything. So what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef? Both are saying what? Three walls, he doesn't have to pay. Fourth wall, yes. What's the difference? So Bishlama l'Ravuna. Da'amara kodefi mashigadar ba hainu di'ika ben Tanakama v'Rabbi Yosef. Tanakama savara kodefi deme kanim bezol in. Uma shigadar lo. V'Rabbi Yosef savara kodefi ma shigadar. If you're going to learn that what? That the shi'ur that you have to pay is according to the cheap amount, now I understand the machloket. Tanakama says when he puts up the fourth wall, he can get away with paying the cheap amount. And the BOC is going to argue and say, no, you have to pay full amount. So that makes sense. Which is, if you learn that the guy can say cheap amount, now I have a machloket between the BOC and Tanakama. Everybody says you have to pay. Question, how much? Tanakama will say, bezol, you pay the cheap amount. And then the BOC will say, you pay full amount. אלא לחייה בערב דאמר הכל לפי דמקנים right, I'm reading again בשלמה לרב הונה דאמר הכל לפי מה שגדר בה according to the opinion that says you have to pay full value or half the value when you put up היינו דיקבל תרקמה ורבי יוסף תרקמה סוד לפי דמים בזול תרקמה will say בזול and the BOC will say ומה שגדר לא, ורבי יוסף סבר הכל לפי מה שגדר, אלא לחיה ברב, הכל את החיה ברב דאמר, הכל לפי דמי קנים בזול, הכל את המדצה זה רבי יוסף holds, that you get away with paying for cheap, the cheaper price, מה איקה בין תנקמה לרבי יוסף? What are you going to say the difference between תנקמה לרבי יוסף? רבי יוסף says, you pay cheap, what is תנקמה going to say? Because תנקמה is more lenient. תנקמה is going to say, what do you pay? There's nothing cheaper than that. So he says, which means, if Rabbi Yosef says you get away with paying for the cheap amount, what is Tanakama going to say? What's cheaper than that? If you hold the starting price of Rabbi Yosef is expensive, half the price that he spent, I could put Hakami one notch lower. Rabbi Yosef is half the price of the fence, Rabbi Yosef knock him down one level, pay the cheap price, Hakami one notch level, lower the price of cheap fence. Mashaykin, if you hold that Rabbi Yosef holds, no. When he puts up the fourth wall, that's the price you pay. A cheap friends. So what does Tanakama say? Cheap friends, what are you going to pay now? What do you hold? What's less than that? I'll tell you what's less than that. Ibarit ema agar netira. What's agar netira? Agar netira means schar shimur, which means the guy can tell him, oh, you don't want to pay for a friend. I don't want to pay for friends. But at least you would have to pay for somebody to watch the fourth side. A shomer.
A guard.
How much would you pay a guard? Which means, according to Hakamim, you don't have to pay not for a fence, not for the expensive, not for the cheap one. El Hakamim are very lenient. They'll say, hey, just kick in how much you'd have to pay for a shomer to watch the fourth side. Oh, Ika Benayu. Tanakama Savar Agar Netira In. Tanakama is going to say you have to pay for a shomer. Damim Kanim. Damim Kanim Bezo. No. Good, that's one answer. So now we're going to start a lot of answers now. So keep track. The first answer of the Gemara is, what's the difference between Rabbi Yosef and Hachamim? Hachamim hold. Again, everybody holds, once you put up the fourth side, it doesn't matter who put up the fourth side. Once the fourth side is put up, So now already the nikaf, the guy in the middle, is obligated to pay. Hakanim say, what do you pay? Pay cheap, the amount of a guard. According to Rabbi Yosef, what do you pay? Deme kanim bezol. He can say, I'm not paying for half this fence. Where should I put up a $1,000 fence? I'll pay you for kanim. I would have put up a cheap fence. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. Now we read another way. Another answer. Rishona sheniya ushlishit ika benayu. Oh, there's enough kamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Yose on the first and the second and the third walls. Tanakama sabar rivi'it hu diyahivle. Av rishona sheniya ushlishit lo yahivle. The Rabbi Yose sabar rishona sheniya ushlishit name yahivle. Now this we have to understand the sabara. Tanakam, till now we learned what? When you're splitting the whole thing. All four walls. Now we say, no, different machloka. Tanakama holds, the first three walls you don't even got to split. You only have to split the fourth wall. The last wall. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yosef is going to argue and say, no, you have to split all four walls. Now what's the logic in that? Why would Tanakama say that the first three walls you don't have to pay for? Aren't you getting benefit from the first three walls? Of course. And therefore, when he puts the fourth wall up, you should have to pay for everything. Why does Hakamim hold only the fourth wall you have to pay for? What's the logic? So let's read the Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi on the fourth line. Fourth wide line in Rashi. First word is Deha. Deha lo ahani lemidi. Share galuyu mitzad rivi'it. Ha im gadar od makifat rivi'it. Mahayevin oto de ahanile, which means like this. Actually, I'm reading the wrong Rashi. I'm going to read the Tana Kama Savar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. Rashi, the Tana Kama Savar. Demeri vi'it yahivle. Yes, you have to pay for the fourth wall. Im gadram makif, aval demari shonot lo yahivli. You don't have to pay for the first three. Why? Shekebar yatzam mehem zakai bebetin. Share shayu sham yamim rabim velo oidu lo. Hear what he's saying? The first three, I was patur already from paying. When those first three were put up, Betin tells me you don't got to pay, you don't get a benefit. He left the fourth wall open. Once already Betin tells me I'm patur from paying on the first, you can't come back to me later on, hey, now you got to pay for the first three. Uh-huh. Once already Betin says you're patur. Now just pay for the fourth wall.
You go to Betin for this?
Yeah, which means if you would have taken him. If you would have taken him to Betin, hey, pay me for the first three. What would Betin say?
No.
Get out of here. You didn't benefit from anything. The fourth wall is still open. So once already you're patur, there's no retrialing the case. Patur, you're patur. Now we're not discussing the third wall anymore. Now our discussion is the fourth wall, which means, and no matter who puts up the fourth wall, if the Makif puts up the fourth wall, okay, now ready, pay me for the fourth wall. He split it with me.
Right.
Or Coach Chicken, if he himself put up the wall, certainly he put it up. He paid for it. But the point is, Tanakama is going to listen to get the Sevara. That the first three walls, once already you were patur, you're patur. There's no going back now and retrialing the case. And what does the Biyose say? No. Biyose says, you were patur then, now I put up the fourth wall, now you're hayav. Therefore, you have to pay all four. Good, that's one answer. Right? Well, Rabbi Yosef, lo shina gadar nikav, lo shina makim galgila, v'takol b'chola demekanim. Okay. That's that answer. So let's read it inside now. V'i ba'aytem ha'rishona, shiniya, u'shlishit, ika benayu. Tana kama savar revi'i tu diyahivli. You only have to pay for the fourth wall. Aval rishona, shiniya, u'shlishit, no yahivli. But the first three walls you don't have to pay. The Rabbi Yosef savar, Rishona, Sheniya, Ushlishit. Nameyahivle. Good, that's another way of learning the machloket. Now we give you a third way. Iba etema, makif, venikaf, ikabenayu. Oh. The machloket between them is who put up the fourth wall. It depends who put up the fourth wall. Why? The Tanakama Savar,
ta'amad da'amad niqaf hu demigalgalin ala betakol. Which means, if the niqaf, if the guy in the middle, if he put up the fourth wall, oh, it shows that he has benefit.
No, he wants
it. So then we say, divide, split everything. Abal amad makif. But if the makif, if the guy who put up the first three, he put up, enu noten no ela demeri vi'it. Ba'anu shita. Which means, he makes a haluk between the makif and the nikaf. If the nikaf puts up the fourth wall, so then already he sees having an half of all the walls. So that's got to pay for all the walls. But if the makif puts up the fourth wall, then you only have to divide the fourth wall. Rabbi Yosef sabar la shena niqaf ve la shena makif. Doesn't matter who puts up the fourth wall. Im amad ve gadam mekel gadin adav et hakol. Now let's read the bottom Rashi on that. Vibay tema bottom Rashi makif ve niqaf ikab benayu. Yeah. Etana kama itel Rabbi Yosef. Right. He'll say, I agree to you, Rabbi Yosef, when the nikaf put up the fourth wall, you got to pay for all of them. Aval Rabbi Yosef, let the tanakama, the gadar makif. But the machlok is going to be when the makif, when the guy who put up the three put up the fourth wall. The tanakama sabar, lo shena nikaf, lo shena makif, ki gadar revit mahaibin en oto, the tanakama be makif aili, vidakira memilta revit mahaibin en oto, the koshkechkan nikaf de gadi data, which means, what's the logic again? When the makif puts up the three walls, and then he puts up the fourth wall. Since I was patur on the three, you can't get me again on the fourth on the three. The three I was patur already. However, when I put up the fourth wall, so now already I'm hayav on all the other ones.
Again.
I open the fuggles. I put up the wall. When I put up the wall, the fourth wall, Tarakama is going to say it's mechayemi on everything. Now that needs a little sevara. That is a little sevara, to be honest with you. What's the sevara on that? Amad makif, enu noten ela demei revi'it. Okay, that I understand. He'd be patur on the first three because he was patur already. Yeah, and what's the logic? And when he puts up the fourth wall himself, so when he puts up the fourth wall himself, now he's showing what? That he's having an on the first three as well. Yeah. That the first three are beneficial to him. So if he has to pay for all of them. Okay.
He wants it.
That's
going to
come up. Okay.
See, until he doesn't put the fourth one, there's no benefit.
Yeah, he says, Because Makom, Keshani Kafu, Shekadat Rabi'it, Bode Tarakama Shu Hayab Bekulan. Meshum Shebegedrot Ruach, when he puts the fourth one up, Gilad Da'ton Mafreya, he shows retroactively that he was happy with the three when they were put.
That's right.
Retroactively, he says, what's the proof? I saw you were happy. You put the fourth one.
That's right.
So therefore, according to Tanakama, there's a haluk between the makif and the nikaf. If the makif puts it up, you got to pay for all four. If the nikaf puts it up, the nikaf puts it up, he has to pay for all four. If the makif puts it up, he has to pay for that one. And the B.O.C. is going to hold, doesn't matter. Makif, doesn't matter nikaf, you always have to pay for all of them. Now we give one more version. A lot of versions of it. Gemara says, the Shnach Harina, three lines on the bottom. The Shnach Harina, the fourth version. Now, let me set you up before I get to this fourth version. Until now, Rabbi Yosef was always the Mahmir. Whatever Tarakama said, always Rabbi Yosef was going to be Mahmir. Which means, in the first version we said, Tanakama said, pay cheap. Rabbi Yosef says, pay expensive. Or Tanakama said, pay for the shomer. And Rabbi Yosef says, pay for cheap fence, which is still more expensive.
Right.
Or he came along and said, there's no haluk. Tanakama made a haluk between the makif and the nikaf, and he did not make a haluk. Or he said, pay for all of it, or pay for one of them. But always Rabbi Yosef was more mahmir. Now this is the only version out of all the shitot, where the B.O.C. is going to be Mekir. How? Shna Harin. Now that's why it says the Shna Harin. A different version. Makif v'nikaf ikabir. Like the last answer. Makif v'nikaf. Tarakama savar. Im gadar makif. Itarabi'it. Oh. If the makif put the fourth wall up, name yahiv leh. Tarakama is going to say, you got to pay for the whole fence. Rabbi Yosef Savar im amad nikaf vegadar atrevi'it hu di yahiv le degale da'ate dini hale aval gadar makif lo yahiv le midi.
Wow. So according to the B.O.C., the last version, only if the Nikaf got up and put the fourth wall, then he has to pay for all of them. However, if the Makif got up, Lo Yaib Lemidi does not have to pay anything. What do you mean anything? She should pay for the fourth one, but...
No, the Makif did it for himself.
That's what it really is. That's exactly what it is. Which means, wow, what is she telling Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef also quoted this. Tarekama I got. Tarekama is going to say, I don't care who put it up. The Nekaf or the Makif, bottom line, you're benefiting, you got to put up the whole, you got to pay for everything. And Tanaka and Rabbi Yosef holds what? The Rabbi Yosef is going to hold that what? Dafka, where the Nekaf put the fourth wall up, then Gadi Date, that he was happy with the first three. But when the Makif puts up the fourth wall, I'm benefiting, but you were doing it anyway. So therefore, do I got to pay for anything for? That's exactly the reason he says. Even though he has a benefit now. That's it. Even though I got a hana'a from this, but when you didn't lose anything. You were putting it up anyway. So therefore, you're benefiting yourself. So therefore, I don't got to pay. Wow. So this shita holds, the B.O. says, mekel. Again, fourth version, or fifth version. Tanakama holds Ben Nikaf, Ben Makif. You have to pay for all the walls. According to the B.O.C., yes, Nikaf puts up the fourth wall. Yeah, then Gali Date, you showed retroactively you're happy with the first three walls. Pay for everything. But according to the Makif, if you put the Makif, you're patur from everything. Right. We never saw Shita like that. That's the first time we're running into Shita, you're patur from everything. So you have many ways to learn this. This Mishnah, whatever you're going to say, you have a shita to support you. Okay? Okay, now we tell a story. Gemara goes into a story now. Runya. Akfer avina barba me arba rechotav. You had a guy called Runya. He had a field. What happened? Came Ravina. And he bought the fields around Runya, and he put fences on all the fields. Now, Rav Yonah is going to come to Runya and say, pay me. Because according to everybody, we learned, well, at least according to one shita, maybe no, but according to most of the shitot, Runya's got to pay something. Because bottom line...
Except the last version
of Rabbi Yosef. Correct? Besides that last shita, according to all the other shita,
right.
I put up four walls for you, you got to pay me something. So let's see what happened. Runya akfer Ravina barbe rechotav. So Ravina put walls on the four feet, on the four fence sides. Amale havli kamad de gadre. Right away he came along and said, pay me half the amount. He went to quote to the Mahmir shita. Pay me, that was the first shita we said. Right. Ravina is telling Runya, I put up a $1,000 fence, I want $500, I want half. Lo yahivle. I'm not giving you nothing, I'm not paying you anything. Okay, listen. Havli defi kanim bezon. He went to the next shita. Okay, pay me at least for cheap fence. Lo yahivle. I'm not giving you nothing. Havli agad netiruta. Alright, give me according to the most lenient opinion. Agad, pay me for shomer. Wouldn't you have to pay for a shomer at least? So whatever you would pay for a shomer. Let's read the Rashi. Look at the Gemara for a second. No, yeah, even that he didn't pay him. Which is this guy Runya doesn't want to pay anything. Right. So look at Rashi now. Second line. Runya atfe Ravina dalit sadot hayud Ravina sivivot arba'a mitzaraf shel Runya v'gedran. Runya had a field in the middle and Ravina bought the four fields on the side and he put fences up.
Right.
First of all, he was following Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the opinion that says that you pay according to the half the wall. So if you don't give me half the wall, the Amar, that's halakha with you, by the way. Anyway, he's, I'm not paying you. I pay me for a cheap fence, I'm not paying you. Pay me for shomer, I'm not paying you. So what did he do? He fixed them up like this. Yomachad, one day, Hava kagadar dikle. Runya was taking down the timarim, the figs, or the dates from the trees. He was taking the dates down. Right?
Right.
Amale l'arise, so Ravina tells his sharecropper, the worker, zil shakul mine kibura de'ahine. Go take from Runya a cluster of dates. grab it from him, take it from him.
Steal
it. Yeah, steal it from him, or take it from him. He was testing him. So it says, Azal la'atuye. So the worker went to take a cluster of the dates. Rama bekala, Hunya raised his voice. Hey, get out of here. What are you doing? Move away from my tree. Amale. So Ravina says, Galit da'atach, you have shown to me, Demirach ni halach, that you're happy with the protection. Which means, I see that you want your field to be protected. Because if you didn't want it to be protected, what are you screaming for? Mm-hmm. Must be from the fence. You're screaming, hey, don't go over there. Must be that you're happy with the fence. Because you don't want people to come and take from your trees. Mm-hmm. Lo, yeah. So he comes along and says, Lo, so Ravina tells him, Lo yeh ela izeh be'alma. Forget about it. If it was goats that were taking the dates, Mi lo ba'ayin tiruta, wouldn't you need to protect it? Which means, forget about my worker that took it. He would be just as upset if the goats went and took it. Which means the animals could go into the field. So don't you need protection from the animals? Therefore,
pay for the guard.
Pay for something. Pay for something. So comes the Gemara and says, now she says, Kilomar, afilu ent kayerem min haganavim. Forget it, even if you're not worried about thieves, sarich ata leshomram min ha'azim, at least you got to protect it from the goats. Amale, Eze be'alma, lav le'achiluye ba'ya. He comes along and tells him like this. Goats, ve'lav gavra ba'it le'achiluye le'azik ve'lekon ba'in. Which means, I don't need to put a fence when it comes to the goats. All I got to do is what? Scream.
Yeah.
Which means, well, I got to put a fence up for the goats. So for the goats to go away, I don't got to pay for a fence. I just got to scream, get out of here, go. So the Runya doesn't want to pay for anything. So the rabbi said, see, you worried about Gannavim. Even if you're not worried about human Gannavim, at least pay for the animals. What do I got to pay for the animals for? I don't need a fence. All I got to go is scream. Okay, fine, but you're not going to stay there all day. You need to pay for somebody to stand there. So be, you need to pay for a guy to sit there and scream. Anyway, this guy Runya doesn't want to still pay for anything. So they came in front of Rava. So he tells Runya, listen, you're getting a deal. The rabbi is willing to take a small amount of the amount, how much you'd have to pay for a shomer. He's being mohel you. Because really, according to the halakha, we go like Rav Huna. And really you have to pay for half the fence. But already he was mohel you. So don't take advantage.
Don't
he's letting you get away with a small amount. Ve'ilo de'inga lach dina da'ina lach da dina keravuna alimad Rabbi Yose. Right. And if not, I'm going to judge you the judgment according to what Rav Huna says. And you're going to have to pay half the fence. So therefore, don't be greedy. He's been doing you a favor, the rabbi. He's more highly you on the higher price. But at least pay him something. Because if you don't pay the small amount, I'm going to make a judgment on you that you're going to have to pay according to Rav Huna, which is the halakha, that says you have to pay for half the fence. So Runya had no choice but to pay for the cheaper amount. Now the Gemara tells another story with Runya. Gemara says, Runya zavan ar'a amitzra de Ravina. Ravina had fields, like we said, right? Runya had a field in the middle. Ravina had all the fields around.
Same.
Now, same story. He went and bought Runya a field next to Ravina's field. And remember, we learned in Baba Metzi'ah that who has first rights to the neighboring field?
The neighbor.
So technically, Ravina can throw Runya off. Because he can come along and say, hey, I'm a Bar Matzra. Remember the law of Bar Matzra? Bar Matzra is the law of the neighbor. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Ve'asita Atov Vayashar. You're supposed to do good. What is Tov Vayashar? Be straight. How do you be straight? Right. Yashar Vatov, actually. Vashita Yashar Vatov. How do you be straight? Torah says, listen, who has the bigger benefit to this field? The neighbor. He wants to expand this field now. Now all of a sudden a stranger comes and buys the field. Look, he has first rights. So anyway, Runya bought the field. So what happened? Ravina saw it. There was always things between Runya and Ravina.
Right.
Now there's another mahalukat. What happened? Savar Ravina le saluke. So Ravina wants to throw him off.
Yeah.
Why? Mishum dinah de bar metzra. There's a law of bar metzra.
I have a right to throw you off. Asita yashar v'atov. I'm allowed to throw you off. Amar le'rav safra bered ravi bad ravina. So he tells him, listen, you're right. From the technical law, you have a right to throw him off. But you know what? Amre inche, the people say,
be straight.
Arba'a litzala, arba'a litzelala. Very, very difficult what this line means. Now she's going to bring us three interpretations. What this line means. So we got to read Rashi. Each interpretation we have to explain one at a time. Let's start. Big Rashi here. Arba'a litzala vedal litzalala. What is tzala? What is tzalala? Ani shamati. Tzala ratz'an ani. Ratz'an is somebody that deals with leather. A tanner. Ratz'an, he deals with leather. But he's a poor guy. A poor tanner. Vitzalala ratz'an ashir. That's a rich guy who does the same thing with the leather. So tzala is a poor guy and tzalala is a rich guy, all dealing with the leather. Now what's he got to do with anything? וכן אמר לו ארבע כיכרות צריכים לרצען עני למאכלות ביתו ליום, which means the poor tanner, he needs four loaves of bread to feed his family, just like the rich guy also needs four loaves of bread every day to feed his family. כמו שצריכים לעשיר, וזה עני הוא. This guy over here, he's a poor guy. Runya was a poor guy. וצריך לו השדה לפרנסה. He needs the field for parnasa. You, Ravina, you're telling him what? Histalek me'alai bedina de bar matzra. You're saying, hey, I have a little more bar matzra. Mishum ve'asita yashar ve'atov, because you have a yashar ve'atov. Kach ani omelech, I'm telling you, you know what? Asay yashar ve'atov la'ani ze. Be a nice guy, which means, the law of yashar ve'atov says what? You can throw him off. But you know what yashar ve'atov also says? Be a nice guy to la'ani. And therefore, ve'at tesadekehu. Which means, the poor guy also has to support his family. Just like the rich guy's got to support his family. Therefore, he's a poor guy. Give him a break. Give him a chance to let him stay. So, like the people say, just like the poor tanner has to get, he needs four loaves, the rich guy needs four loaves. This guy's a poor guy. Let him make a living. So that's the first pshat. V'yesh legamgim. He says, I don't like this pshat. Why? Deha'or karui tzala ve'lo haratz'an. He says, because the word tzala means leather, not the actual worker. The first pshat is it's going on the worker that works the leather. But she says, that doesn't make sense because we found in other places the word tzala means leather itself. Because I mean in Ba'alma, my dargash arsa de tzala ve'omer ani, runya ratz'anaya. Now here's the second interpretation. Runya himself was a tanner. He used to work with leather. ונותן אורות לעבדנים לעשות מהן מנעלים למוכרם בשוק. He would buy leather and he would give it to the tanner to make shoes. Okay, so he was like a middleman.
Right.
He would buy the leather, however much he would pay, and then we give it to the tanner and he would make shoes and then he would make whatever is the profit. וכך אמר לו רב ספרא לרבינה. So he tells him like this. העני זה שכרו מועט. The poor guy, the middleman, he makes a little profit. Why? He's got to buy the leather and he also has to pay
the contract
to make the shoes. The amre inche arba'a zuzeh letzorech mekahaor ve'arba'a zuzeh leskar avdanim. It costs four zuz for the leather, it costs another four zuz to make the shoes. So how much is the profit already from the poor guy? Ve'ayinu tzelala. That's the actual. So tzala is leather and tzelala is the shoemaker, like. So therefore they say, it's four to buy the leather and four to make the shoe. The skin, this guy Runya, he doesn't make too much profit. Give him a chance. Lefichach, I say yashar v'tov. Be nice to him. V'tehi lo sadeh zo nefanasat beto. Give him a chance. Let him support himself. That's the second pshat. Third pshat. V'ri nir'esh. Dalid letzalala. Dalid kikarot sarich le'avdan ani. Which means, when you have a tanner, that's a poor guy, he needs to eat four loaves. Ve'dalid letzalala kemochen dalid letzorech avdan ashir. Isn't that like the first one? The first one was ratz'an. This is avdan. Ratz'an is the guy that sells the leather. The avdan is the one that makes the that makes the leather, makes the contract. They make the guy that makes the shoes. Anyway, they both need to eat. Umashalu keneged Runya sheyalu sadeh achat betuch sadot shel Ravina. Miskin, Runya had one field amongst all the fields of Ravina. Kedamah, like we said above. The Ravina achfim arba ruchot. Did we know above that Ravina bought all the fields around Runya? So Runya miskin had one little field of end, and Ravina surrounded him. Ve'achshav kanalo sadeh etzel b'sadeh Ravina. Now he bought another field next to the border of Ravina. Umafsik sadeh Ravina ben sadotav. Now you have Ravina's field in the middle. You have Runya, right? Ravina's field is separating. Amad Rav Savar Ravina, Ya'aseh Yashar V'atov, La'aniyah Runya Ota, leave it for him, Ota Sadeh Da'ashav, Yeh Lo Shnayim, Shekimo Shri Shemira L'Shnei Sadot, Shri Gamken L'Echad, U'mekamma Devarim Yisata Echad Merubah Kisat Shnayim, V'nimsa Runya Mistakeh, which means, let him keep the two fields. Why? Because it seems sometimes the expense overlaps. The amount that you have to pay for one field, you could pay for two fields as well. It seems, not on everything, but certain things that you're going to spend, whatever you're going to spend on one field, it'll cost the same amount to spend on two fields. So he's saying, give Runya a break, which means let him get double for his money. Let him get at least two fields so he can save on expenses. Just like you say, the rich guy's got to pay for, the poor guy's got to eat for, the rich guy's got to pay, you're paying the same, they both got to eat the same amount. Which means these fields over here, they eat the same amount, which means let him buy the second field, it'll save him on expenses. I don't know, let's say you're paying a shomer, let's say 100 to watch the field. Yeah, you can pay him 100 and watch two fields, the same thing. It's the same work.
Right.
Which means there's certain things would overlap.
Right.
So you let him have an extra ana'a. In any event, basically what leave the mashal. There's three ways of learning the mashal, mm-hmm. But the point is, what the rabbi was telling Rabina, you're right. From the law of bar matzna, basically you're allowed to throw him off the field. That, v'asita yashar v'atov. But, you gotta be a yashar v'atov. Because this guy really is an ani. And therefore, you give him a break.
Right.
And let him take it. Okay? So there's Yashar Batov, two Yashar Batovs. One on the Bar Matzra, and then it depends who's the guy buying it. He's a poor guy. Leave him alone. Take his life into consideration. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Kotel Chatzer Shenafal. Okay, you have a Chatzer. The wall came down. Now, this Kotel is separating two Chatzerot.
Right.
So now it came down. So this is an easy halakha. Everybody has to chip in now and pay for the wall to build it up again. Mechayevin oto divnoto. You can mechayev everybody in the chatzer to fix the wall. Ad arba amot. But the limit is for amot. That's how high the wall is.
Height.
That's all I have to pay for. Look at Ashi. Mechayevin oto divnot ad arba amot. Debeach isagi lezek niya. Again, because in Chatzir you have Hezek Ne'iya. Each guy's looking over at the next guy. Okay, for Amot, that's already takes care of the problem of Hezek Ne'iya. Okay, now. Bechezkat Shenatan Ad Shiyavi Ra'aya Shelo Natan. Oh, which means, I'm meaning again. Ad Arba Amot until for Amot, hi. Bechezkat Shenatan. You could assume that the people in the Chatzir paid for it. Until the other guy brings a proof that they didn't pay. What happened? One of the guys in the Chatzir come along now. They built the wall. It's for Amotai. He comes along and says, hey, nobody chipped in. I built it myself. Sorry. The Hazakah is, if the wall was built, probably everybody chipped in. Because you're not going to build a wall alone until you get money from everybody else. So you can't come claiming that after the wall is built, hey, I paid for it myself. You paid for yourself, you bring an ayah. They don't have to bring an ayah that they paid. The assumption is that they paid.
Right.
Now you have to bring an ayah that they didn't pay. The belief is on the neighbors. Look at Nashim.
Right.
Shenatan, im amar ha'echad le'achar shebina'o. After he built the wall, and he asked him, he said, I built the wall myself. Shelo ratza zeh l'sayayani. He said, this guy didn't want to help me. Hatsiotzai comes along to the name and says, you owe me half the wall. He says, hey, I paid it. Ne'eman. He's believed to say he paid it. Ad sheviya toveya edin shetavo ve'lo natano. The
The guy who built the wall, he has to bring witnesses that I claimed them and he didn't want to pay me. Since the law is that the neighbor has to help with the wall, everybody knows this halakha. He wouldn't have built it unless he took up the Beddin first. Which means, what did you build it for? Mistama, you probably went to the Beddin and you got your money. Now you're coming along to claim, hey, he didn't pay me. We don't believe you. Bring me an ayah, he didn't pay you. Mistama, once the wall is built, Mistama, you got paid. However, the Gemara Mishnah concludes and says,
this day is different, but...
Oh, look at the next case. Midalir amot ul ma'lan. But let's say it's more than 4 amot now. From 4 amot and high, let's say he built a wall 10 amah high. Then already, in mechayevim oto. Then already, you can have mechayevim, which is the neighbor can come along and say, listen, you want me to go partners on the wall? I'll put 4 amot. More than 4 amot, I don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at that, she says. No, there's not even an Ashi. Yeah. Now, what's the hadush in that case, by the way? Let's see if there's a hadush over here. Ah, that's the hadush. Even if the first wall was 10 amot. So now it fell. So the guy said, okay, I'm rebuilding the wall, 10 amot. I don't want a 10 amot wall. 4 amot is sufficient. So therefore, you cannot force the second guy to build it more than 4 amot. You can force me to go partners with you up to 4 amot. After 4 amot, finish. You want to do it yourself? Do it yourself. I've got to kick in for that. Okay. Samach lo kotel echad. Oh, now watch what happened over here. He built it 10 amot. Okay? So we said what? I only got to pay up to 4 amot. But now he saw 10 amot wall.
The neighbor
built another 10 amot wall next to it so he could put schach to make a roof. So now already samach lo kotel echad. Even before he put the roof on it, already you see that what? He's happy with that 10 amma wall. Because he himself put another wall there to put the roof. Now already you got to pay 50%. Because you show that you're benefiting it. And in this case, the hazakah is the opposite. The hazakah is that he didn't pay
anything
until he proves it. Because in this case, since he was patur originally, so now if the original guy comes along and says, he didn't pay, now the burden of proof is on the neighbor. Prove me that you paid. Because since in this case, he didn't have to pay initially. Initially when he built the wall, more than 4 amot, he was patur.
He was patur for the rest.
Correct. So that's what we're talking about, the rest. Now he's coming along, the 4 amot, I'm not claiming yard. From 4 to 10, pay me. So now the burden of proof is on the neighbor. Now you have to bring it out that you paid. Because since you were patur, now the claim is on you. Look at that. She explains it. Samachlo. Let's read that. Samachlo kotel achad lehar shivanu achad lemalam medal ramot. The guy built the wall 10 amma high. Right? Harbe velo ratzah achad l'seh. He said, I'm not paying more than 4 amot. Begbaato. Samach kashini kotel achad kareyudo kotel zeh. He put a wall the same height. Kedeh l'sakech v'latet alav tikra. He wants to put a roof over it. L'kotel l'kotel. Right? From one wall to the next wall. Afal pi shelo natan alav alayim nekra. Even though he didn't put the roof up yet. He's happy with it. Now I put the second wall up. Now he takes a debate and he says, hey, pay me now for the wall. The other guy says, I paid you. Bring a proof. Now you have to bring a proof. So I paid you. She'en mishpat ze galui lakol da'ad shechayvu bedin eno asui liten, which means this guy is not going to pay until bedin is mechayevim. Because in this case over here, when he built the first wall, he didn't have to pay it. When he built the first wall, more than four, from four to ten, he was patur for paying. Now all of a sudden he went and built the second wall. Now, hey, pay my money. I paid you. Why did you pay me? I don't have to believe you.
You don't believe me.
I don't believe that you paid. Bring me an ayah that you paid. So there's a chanukim in those two cases. Mar lish lakish. Hakovei alzman lachavero. A person, let's say, lent his friend money. And he gave him a specific time. You know, how long the loan is due. He tells him, you owe it to me in 6 months, let's say. Makes a time. Kovei alzman lachavero. Va'amar lo peralticha bitok zemani.
and he comes along, the lender, the borrower, comes along and says, I paid you back within the time. I paid you back within 6 months. I paid you back early. Gemara says, Eino ne'eman. He's not ne'eman to say he paid early. And the Gemara says, Ulvayshi para bismano. We hope that he pay on time. Which means we have a problem with people paying on time. Forget about paying early. People usually don't pay their debts early. We'd be satisfied if they would pay their debts on time. So therefore, he's not ne'eman to say that he paid. Abaye v'rava d'amit arvayu. Abaye and Rava say no. Avid inish de para bego zimne. So people do pay sometimes their debts early. Zimnin de mitrame le zuze. Sometimes they fall into money. Amar, and they say to themselves, Izil ifre'e. Let me go pay my debts. Ki echi de lo litredan. In order that I shouldn't be bothered. Which means, I don't want the guy to claim me when it's due, and he's going to hassle me. Let me just pay it now and get it over with. So we have a big machloket over here. Does a person pay his debts early or not? Now, it should be noted that the Gemara is specifically talking about a case where you were kovei azman, where you gave him a specific time. Like I said, 6 months. But what about a case where it's stam? Now we have a stam loan is 30 days. So Tosafot discusses that. Look at Tosafot. הקובעי הזמן לחברו, הנמוד ראשון. אומר לי, דווקא קובעי הזמן, דווקא where you gave a time, אבל בסתם הלוואה, לא חשיב לתוך 30, תוך זמנו. שהיא סתם, a guy will pay, which means within 30 days is not considered תוך זמן. Therefore he's נאמן, on a regular 30-dayer. The question is, on a regular loan where you gave a specific day, where he knows he has a deadline here, let's say, for 60 days or 6 months, and he pays early, we have a fantastic מחלוקת. Okay. Now, this Tosfot on the bottom says, "Uba bezmano ve'amar pedalticha tok zmano enu ne'eman." Right, that was the case. He came and he said, "I paid." V'nireli shish edim shehayav lo ve'kaval lo zman. Right, I have to say, there's witnesses over here that saw there was a loan done. So there's no question on that there was a loan. There was a loan done, and there was a specific time. Okay, we'll see it in the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenan. Now it starts to bring proofs back and forth. We're quoting from our Mishnah. Let's just review our Mishnah for a second, what we learned. We had a guy that had a chatzim and wanted to put a wall up to separate his side from the other guy's side. So they have to divide, have to split it. They put up a wall for Amot. So we said that when they put up the wall, then the other guy, the neighbor, comes along and says, you know, I paid, I went partners with you already on this, I paid for the wall with you, you believe him. Because you assume that he's not, the other guy's not going to put up the wall unless he got paid from his neighbor. It's assumed that he paid. Why shouldn't he pay? They're partners. However, if let's say the wall is more than 4 amot, the guy wants to build a higher wall. So then, the rule is the other partner doesn't have to kick in. So therefore, whatever is higher than 4 amot, the burden of proof is on the first neighbor. You got to prove that he didn't. The burden of proof is on the second neighbor that he paid, because normally a guy wouldn't pay for such a thing. He could say, "Listen, I only want it to be 4 amot. I don't want it to be higher." So therefore, when he comes along and says, "I paid," prove that you paid. We don't assume that you paid when it's higher than the 4 amot. Okay, I'm just going to read that inside the Mishnah again. Kotel chatzir shenafal mechayevin oto libnoto. Ad 4 amot until 4 amot bechizkat shenatan. You could assume that the other guy chipped in. Ad sheyavi re'aya shelo natan. You got to bring a proof that he didn't pay. Medar amot ul ma'lan en mechayevim oto. That's right. 4 amot and you don't even got. You don't even charge him. He's obligated. But we said. Remember, we said if he put another wall, if the neighbor put a parallel wall to the wall that was built, so now already you got to assume he's happy with that wall because they want to put like a schach. He wants to put roofing on the wall that he built, on the wall that was built as well. So then the rule is, he's got to chip in. And the Mishnah's rule is, Samach lo kotel acher, afapish shelo natan lav, the claim, no, he didn't put the roof on yet. Begagil lav etakol, he got to pay the whole thing. Behezkat shelo natan ad sheyavi. Then in that case, the chazakah is, he didn't pay until he brings a proof that he paid. Because until that point, he didn't have to pay. So therefore, he goes, all right, I chipped in. Prove that you chipped in. Prove that you paid. Okay, now based on those rules in the Mishnah, we're going to go back and forth with our subject over here of, does a person pay his loans back within the time, early? So Gemara says, Tenan, b'chazkat shenatan Ad sheyavid ayah shelo natan. Okay, that's the first case in the Mishnah. Guy, there was a wall. The wall came down. We call it Reuven and Shimon. Reuven put the wall up. Shimon comes along and says, "I chipped in with you." So the rule is, you believe Shimon that he said that he paid until Reuven can bring a proof that he didn't pay. Because normally on a wall that's between the two Hatzerot, four Amot, they both have to chip in, which means Reuven's not putting it up until Shimon paid him. So therefore, you can assume that Shimon paid. What's the case? If the case is talking about where Shimon says, "I paid on time when it was due," which means at the time if he built it, it came due, let's say, to pay. I paid it at the time that it was due. Pshita, of course. Pshita b'chazkat shenatan, of course. I don't need a mishnah to come and tell me that when this loan is due, that a guy has a hazakah that it's of course when it's due, of course he paid it. I don't need a mishnah to come and tell me that. Look at Rashi. Top line. When you finish building the four amot, I paid you. Pshita der emachere zut ta'anat manel biyadecha v'hala omer en lecha biyadi klum. Right, that's a regular law of kofer bakor. The guy comes along and says, "You owe me 100. And the guy goes, "I owe you nothing." What's the law? Kofer bakor, he doesn't have to make a shavua, nothing. So the same thing over here. I'm telling you, I paid you. And it's at the time that it's due. So of course he's ne'eman. It's the regular law of the Torah. So Gemara says, "Ela lav da'amane." Must be the case is talking about peraticha betok zmani. Oh, the hadush in the Mishnah is talking about where he's saying, "I paid it to you early." Which means I gave you the money before you built it. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Alma. And what do we say? He's believed. Avid irish de paray betoch zmane. So you see, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That the guy's coming along, Shimon, and saying, "What do you mean? When you were building it, I paid it to you. Before it was even due." Oh, the Mishnah's Chiddush is what? You believe a guy to say he paid what he owes early. Rashi says, third line, before you finish the Arba Amot. Oh, so you have an ayah that a guy indeed does pay his debts early, and he's the iman. Gemara says no. Shani hacha. No, it's different in the case of building the wall. Dechol shafa v'shafa zimanehu, because every layer of bricks is its time. Because every time they lay a layer of bricks, he owes for that layer. Then they put another layer, he owes for that layer. So therefore, it's pshat, not the pshat that he didn't pay on time. He paid on time. Every time he comes along and says, I paid it," it's because he's saying he paid it bisman. It's not the shelo bisman. We thought earlier that before the wall is finished, it's betok zeman, before the time, and after the wall is finished, it's after the zeman. No, there's increments. Every layer of bricks is considered bisman. Look at Rashi. Rashi says nothing. Okay, shani achad called shafa. Every row of bricks, of stones, is considered the zman of the Hashlama. Therefore, there's no stira.
It's not really the normal time of paying, though. Every time it's a row.
No, which means, in Ishtakish will be modeh in this case. Remember, Mahlok, in Ishtakish is a guy who doesn't pay within the time. In this case, he's modeh. That a person will pay early because there's increments of time.
It's not early.
Then. It's not early. Every time, it's to every row. So it's like instead of paying early. Normally, the Ishtakish said, a guy doesn't pay early. In this case, not paying early. So is... It's always a time. It's always a payment too. Okay. Good. Comes Gemara and says another proof. Tashema b'chazkat shelo natan ad sheyavi ra'aya shenatan. That's the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah was the guy built Reuven built a wall, let's say 10 amot high. Shimon came along and built another wall next to it, equal to that. So he said, once he builds a wall equal to that height, so now it shows he's happy with the wall that Reuven built. And because he's going to put like skach on top, a roof. So therefore, the deen is he has to chip in. So, and the deen is that if Reuven says, "Hey, Shimon, pay me," the burden of proof is on Shimon to bring an ayah that he paid. Because normally he didn't pay initially. So the proof he has to bring an ayah that he paid. So comes again when I says Tashema b'chazkat shelo natan ad sheyavid ayah shenatan. Gemara says, "Heki dami." What's the case? Ile madamale peraticha bismani. If the guy is coming along, Shimon saying, "I paid you bismani," meaning I paid you in the time, which is when you finished building the kotel, and I paid you. Amai lo. Why is he not ne'eman? Which means any borrower that says, I paid in the time, is Ne'eman. We said, Bisman always believed. He said, I owe you money. So I owe you money, he should be believed. So the Gemara says, Ela, the case must be talking. Which again, any loveh that comes along and says, Piraticha Bisman, he has a Ne'emanut. So if the guy's coming along and saying, after you built your wall when it was due, I paid you, why shouldn't he be believed? Ah, must be the case he's talking about, where he's saying, I paid you for that wall, for the extension, I paid you betoksman. Alma, and what do we see in the Mishnah? He's not believed. Alma lo avid inish de para begozman. I see reverse. A guy doesn't pay his debts within the early, because this guy, that must be the case in the Mishnah, where he's coming and says, oh, on that extension, I paid you when you were building it. I'm paying for building it, and the Mishnah says he's not Ne'eman. He's got to bring it ayah. Oh, because the guy doesn't pay early. Come on, I says no. Shani Acha. This case is totally different. Why? The Amar mi yemar the mehaybu li rabbanan, which means this guy is thinking to himself, who says that the rabbis are going to obligate me at all to pay? Geez, this is not a clear cut case that the guy thinks that he's even hayav to pay just because he put another wall up. So he's not so sure himself that the Beit Din is going to obligate him to pay for the extension of the first wall. He doesn't got to pay for an extension. In general rule, Shuman doesn't have to pay for the extension. He doesn't have to pay for 4 amot. The Hadush Shuman only has to pay for the extension because he put another wall up next to it. So he's not so sure that the Beit Din is going to mechayev him. So therefore, even Bizman, he doesn't pay. He's not paying this guy Shimon until they take him to Beit Din. So therefore, the case is talking about where he comes and says, I paid you Bizman. Paid you Bizman. In this case, you don't have an emanut to say you paid Bizman. Because Shimon's logic is, I'm not paying until Beit Din tells me I got to pay. Because it's not so pashut that he's got to pay in the first place. Because the regular lawyers don't pay on extensions. And the Hadush of it is, because he put the second wall and all that, he says, you know what, I'm not going to pay Bizman. So then we have no doubt, yeah, this is a case where he's claiming, I paid you Bizman. And the dini is what? Shimon, you got to prove it. Why do I got to prove it? People pay their loans on time. You're right, but not in this case. In this case, your brain is thinking, you know, I'm going to wait it out. Let me wait. Let's see what Beit Din says. Well, maybe Beit Din's not going to even obligate me. So therefore, that's why he's not Ne'eman. Again, Damar mi yemar. He says, he says to himself, who says the Mechayveli Rabbanan? Who's the Hakim going to obligate me to partner with this guy's extension over there? Because this din over here, Somech, putting a wall next to the first wall, is not such a pashut law over there. It's not known to everybody. It's not a clear-cut law. It's not like a regular law where I'm building a 4 amot wall. Everybody knows you got to pay that. That's not a question. This is a case where a guy built a 4 amot, then he extended it. I built the wall next to it. That's not so pashut. Everybody knows that. So therefore, I'm not paying until Beit Din tells me I got to pay. So therefore, even if he says I paid Bizman, he's got to bring it. So comes Gemara and says. So basically, Gemara tried to bring proofs back and forth. Could not bring a proof from the Mishnah. Rabbanan. Sorry, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Ben Rav Yoshua, Avde Abaye. These two rabbis followed like Abaye. That says what? Abaye says that people will pay their debts early. So that when cases came to them in court, they were posing like Abaye. That's what? Guys, Ne'eman. Verava. Abaye Verava. More Bar of Ashe, Avad Kirish Lakish. And you have other rabbis that they follow the opinion of the Shlakish. Who is that halacha like? Hilcheta Kirish Lakish. Oh, so the Gemara concludes. Halacha is like the Shlakish. People pay their debts on time, but they don't pay early. Uvai they should pay on time, but they don't pay early. Therefore, when a guy comes along and says, I paid early on a koveya, in the case of Kivi'ut, he is not the Iman. He has to bring the Ayot. Ve'afilu miyatme. And even from Yetomim. What's the case of Yetomim, Rashi? Im met halove betoch zmano. Let's say the borrower died within the time of the loan. Gove chovo mina yetomim, so he gets the payment from the children. Belo shivua, without a short, he could take it from the yetomim straight. Velo chayshinan dilma parae, and we don't suspect that maybe the father paid it. Which means now the Yetun will come along and say, oh, who says? Maybe our father paid it. We don't know. Is Betogzman? Betogzman, you got to assume he didn't pay, and therefore we can take it from you. We don't even have to make a shivua. We can assume it that it's off the bat. Now, even though we have a general rule when it comes to Yetomim, a guy that normally wants to come and get paid from the assets of Yatomim, lo yipara ela bishvua, which means normally the din is that we make the people make a shivua, because we don't want you to take money from Yatomim. This is my bizman. She was a very, I'll tell you, the loan was due. When you come to Yatomim, to protect the Yatomim, the deen is that what? You have to make a shivua, that it was not paid up yet. Which means, a guy comes with a shtar, okay? The normal law is like this. If I have a shtar, okay, then I don't want to get paid. Here's my shtar. I don't got to make a shivua. My shtar speaks louder than any shivua. However, the deen is when you come even with a shtar to Yitomim, the rabbis put a shivua on the lender, because we want to protect the Yitomim. Make a shivua that you can have a shivua. But over here, however, you don't got to make a shivua, you got to make nothing. Why? Hazaka lo avid inish de para begozim the rule. People do not pay early, and therefore you can assume the father did not pay the loan back. Therefore, the Yatomim have to pay back. He just shows up at the shtar, and that's it. They don't have to make a shivua. You don't have to make anything. So you see, halakha is, again, the assumption is people do not pay on time. People do not pay early, even when it comes to Yatomim. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.